Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora,
or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter person or course, you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ורוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Shalom, Halloween, shalom. Yes, I hear Melkam Meshit. Right here, the Monday podcast. Good evening. Today's daily psalm, according to Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 111. The evening psalm, we wrote up with that right there. Psalm 48 here for the second day of the Shavua, counting from the Ehud in the Amharic, which means the first. We have a little bit of overflow here, seeing that we have fulfilled the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Bamarinya, the Orit, Ze Lewawinyan, the Orit, the Ethiopic Torah of the Levite. So there's some overflow here, and a Chazak, Onita Chazek, be strong, Megayanai, be strengthened, encourage one another. Here, a little overflow here, didn't get to share this previously, but it's understanding prayer. Previous Psalm 51. Verse 15 in particular, let's share this right here at the outset.
So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here. So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here from the Shemona Esrei that comes from Psalm, is found in Psalm 51, Dawid HaMelech's repentance prayer, prayer of repentance. In the Hebrew, it will be found in Psalms, the Hebrew Psalter, Book of Psalms, Mezmora Dawit. It will be found in Psalm 51 at the 17th verse, KJV, in the King James Version. This will be the 15th verse. So here in the Hebrew, and this is the opening introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tifatach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. My Lord Adonai. My sovereign, my master, Adonai, Sifatai, my lips, Tifatach, from Fatach, Petach, Fitah, like the Fitah Neges, opening in that sense. Here, ancient, archaic, Afro-Shemitic root word. Here we have in the sense of Tifatach, open, Adonai, Sifatai, Tifatach, Ufi, and my mouth, Fi, Ufi, Yagid, to declare, to Agada, to tell, Yagid, to tell, Ufi, Yagid, and my mouth, my feet, U, and Fi, my mouth, Yagid, will tell, Tehilateka, the eyes, Tehilah, the eyes, Isis, Ililta, Ililililil, symbolically the Ililta, Halel, the Halel, Tehilah, in this sense here, Tehilateka, Ka, the I male speaking directly to he who be, we be. So this introductory verse from the Amidah, from the standing prayer, the Amidah, also known as the Shemona 8, Esrei 10, the 18 benedictions, the 18 berkot, the 18 barakas. So here are a couple of reasonings here from the Hebrew Psalm 51, verse 17, corresponding to King James Version, Psalm 51 at verse 15. But here, this verse, my Lord, my Adonai, open my lips, Sifatai, Tiftach, that my mouth may declare your praise, being brought out as that, so that, literally in the Hebrew is Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, and my mouth, but in a translative sense, so that my mouth, Adonai, open my lips, so that my mouth and my mouth, Ufi Yagid Tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell, Yagid, Yagid Tehilateka. This introductory verse of the Shemona Esrei, of the 18 benedictions, the 18 Berkot, Brakas, blessings, the Amidah, the standing prayer, this introductory verse is the key to effective and successful, prosperous, fruitful tefillah, tefillah, prayer, tefillah, tefillah, prayer, tehillah, tehillah, praise, Isis. Now, it is said not to have appeared in some of the older or original versions of the Amidah, Amidah, there's some of old versions of the Amidah, the standing prayer, where this particular verse was not found, because it is said that in the earlier generations, even simple Yehudi, Yehudim, Jews, Judahites, Yehudi, Judahites, they were capable of concentrating, focusing intensely on tefillatam, on their prayers, their tefillah, their prayers. However, with the passage of time, men and people, they began to pay less and less attention to Ha'el, to the power, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, throughout the workday. And so they had to struggle. Once had to struggle. Even nowadays, if we're honest, we can see that there's more of a struggle to focus I and I minds. They had to struggle to focus their minds on Him, on Ha Elohim, on the power, the true good, the true God, at tefillah time, at the Iowa for prayer, at prayer time. Therefore, the sages of the later times, seeing how this had crept in, had inserted this particular verse from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, as a special prayer to be able to pray. So here we have the opening, the introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka. My Adon, my Sovereign, Adonai, open the eye, open my lips, Sifatai Tiftach, and my mouth, Ufi Yagid Tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare, my mouth will declare, will tell of thy eyes. So here, this is as a prayer to be able to pray and to focus. Although in the Amidah, right, we may not interrupt between what's known as the Geula is the Baraka, the blessing of redemption, of the Geula, redemption. Though we're not allowed and we don't interrupt between the Geula, the Baraka, blessing of redemption, and the Tefillah, the Isis, the Amidah, the standing prayer, especially in the morning, this verse is not considered an interruption. Rather, since it is a crucial plea, there's a plea here, Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka. This is a plea. O Lord, Adonai, Lord of His mercy, Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, open my lips, Ufi, and my mouth, Yagid, Tehilateka. It's a prayer for concentration, a prayer for focus in prayer. So we have a plea, a prayer-like plea from Psalm 51, Hebraically, the 17th verse. KJV would be the 15th verse. But this plea here, this introductory verse, this is called right here, Tefillah Arikta, Arikta, Tefillah Arikta. What is Tefillah Arikta? Tefillah Arikta. A little Aramaic right here. This is an extension of the prayer. The tefillah, prayer, arikta, extension of the prayer. A offering is what we have right here. This particular verse, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka, it sets the time, the hour of prayer, and it reminds I and I that today, prayer, tefillah, it replaces ha-hekal, the hekals, the tabernacle, the temple, let me say the Hekal, speaking of the temple, particularly the second temple, 70 AD, that tefillah, it replaces Ha-Hekal, the sacrifice offerings. It is taken from Psalm 51. In that psalm, David the king, Negus Dawid, he expresses his deep remorse, his penitence over Chato, over his Akari with Bat Sheva, with Bath Sheba. He laments and he pleads in the song, Adonai, open my lips that my mouth may declare thy praise. For thou, the eye, desire no offering, else I would give it. A burnt offering thou, the eye, do not favor. The offerings of Hilahim of the power are a broken spirit, a heart broken and crushed, O Elohim. You, the eye, will not despise. So here we have Psalm 51, verses 17 to 19. Adonai sefatai tiftach hufi yagi tehilatecha ki lo tachpot zebach v'etena ola lo tilzeh zivchei Elohim ruach nishbara le nishbara v'nidkeh Elohim lo tivzeh. O Adonai, open thou my lips, sifatai tiftach, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell of thy praise, thy eyes is ufi yagi tehilateka, for thou delightest not in sacrifice, ki lo tachpot zebach, else I would give it, else would I give it, we're eterna, I would give it. Ola lo tilzeh, thou hast no pleasure in burnt offering. Ola, burnt offering, holocaust offering, burnt offering. Ola lo tilzeh, the eye has no favor, no pleasure, no favor in the ola, in the burnt offering. Ola lo tilzeh, zivchei Elohim ruach nishbara le nishbara we nidkeh. Elohim lo tivzeh. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit. Zibchei Elohim, ruach, spirit, irit, ruach, nishbara, a broken ruach, ruach nishbara, a broken ruach, a broken irit, leib nishbara, a broken heart, v'nidke, and contrite, and kind of crushed, nidke, v'nidke, and crushed, lev nishbara, v'nidke, and crushed. Elohim, O power, thou the eye wilt not despise, lo tivzeh, Adonai sefatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilateka ki lo atachpotza zebacha v'etena ola lo tilzeh zivche Elohim ruach nishbara lev nishbara v'nidkeh Elohim lo tivzeh. So here, these three lines right here, based on the Beis Yosef Tor Orach Chaim 111, name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, the purpose of prayer, the purpose of tefillah, is for man to stand in the presence, in the face, the perception of Ribon Shel HaOlamim, of the Master, the Universe, the Universal Master, and to recognize Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty's greatness, and man's insignificance alone. Man is worthless. Alone, man is worthless. Only in Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's, only in Elohim do we discover self-worth. Karmawi Nugus Nigan says that concerning man, and he says, although there's no perfection in humanity, Karmawi Nugus Nigan, the King Messiah, Karmawi Hada Selassie says, although there is no perfection in humanity, this brings out the sense that alone, apart from Ha'elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, man is worthless. Only in Ha'elohim, the power, true good, true God, do we discover self-worth. This awareness, this humility is called a broken spirit and a crushed heart. A broken spirit and a crushed heart. The lev nishbar, the lev, a broken and a contrite, a broken and a contrite heart. Lev nishbar. We need care. Now, one Rebbe, Kotzker Rebbe, had put it simply, pithily, and said, I have found nothing so perfect and complete as a humble, broken heart. So here this brings us to the sense, another reasoning brought out by this opening line, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilat Teka. Rambam, Emuna Uvitachon, chapter 5, maintains that in the context of this verse, the term Sifatai, Sifatai, my lips, this is related to Sifat HaNahar, Sifat, right? This will be brought out as the river bank, the river lip, the lip of HaNahar, the Nahar, the Nile, the Nahar, the river bank, the Sifat HaNahar, the river bank, or the lip of the river, Sifat HaNahar. This is the barrier that confines the river to its narrow channel. Harav Mordechai Gifter had elaborated on this particular theme, saying that man's soul, man's psyche, she is restricted and stifled within the very narrow confines of his finite body. But when man, when the human being stands in tefillah and prayer before the infinity of the Almighty, of his Maker, his eternal soul, she is aroused and she surges until she overflows the restrictive banks of the body. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. Again, Ani Lechozer. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. How wantonly he wastes every one of Hailahim, of Elohim's gifts, and how irresponsibly he creates obstacles in the path that Hailahim, that Elohim has cleared for him. The ultimate purpose of prayer is to remove these impediments, these psycho-spiritual impediments, and energize oneself. In the presence of Borei Shali, of my creator, Fetari, I am inspired to make the following commitment to myself. Today is a fresh start. I will surpass all past performances. I cast aside those mental blocks, those emotional blocks and emotional locks that I place in my own path. Today, I am a free man, exercising my divine gifts of completely free choice. I have an open mind and I unlock the chains of prejudice and preconceived notions. Today, I embark wholeheartedly, holistically upon the path of excellence, and I put the world on notice. Ein davar omer b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand the force of the human will. Ein davar omed b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand. Ein, no davar. No davar, davar like word or matter or thing. Word, matter or thing. Ein davar omed. No word, no matter, nothing. Omed, to stand. Bifnei haratzon. In the face, before haratzon, before the will, before the will. Nothing can stand before the will. Ein davar omed bifnei haratzon. Here on the Divine Ivine Dialogue. Let's look more right here, the Divine Ivine Dialogue. This is based on the opening words of the Amida, of the Shemona Esare, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Telateka Rav Zadok HaKohen Zidkas HaZadik. He had explained why we must pray for our lips. Why? Lamazet. Why must we pray for our lips? We must pray for our lips to be opened before we can commence prayer. Why? We must pray for our lips. We must pray for our lips to be opened before we can begin prayer. Ha'el, Ha'el, the omnipresent, is everywhere. And yet, so to speak, he took a fragment of his spirit and embedded it within a human body. This is the human. This is the neshama. Hebraically also referred to as the soul, but here the neshama is like the breath, speaking of that breath of life, right? The life, you could say, of the soul. The sliver, as one can say, right? A fragment of Ha'el, Hailahim, constantly yearns to reattach itself to the divine, the divine source. But the human body is a physical, a physical obstruction that interferes. However, at the times ordained for prayer, for tefillah, the supplicant, quote, strips his body away for his soul, according to one Rebbe Rabbeinu Jonah, so that the soul may embrace its source. Thus, like this, prayer is not so much man speaking to Ha'el Ha'ilahim, to the Elohim. It is the Elohim, Ha'el, the Elohim, the power inside man, speaking to Ha'el Ha'ilahim, the power outside of man, completing, so to speak, the loop. Therefore, the introduction to prayer is a plea for Ha'elohim, the power to open our lips and remove all physical, physical impediments to the dialogue between the divine, the Ivine, within us, within I and I, and the Ivine all around us, all around I and I. Furthermore, in one of the ancient teachings, the Talmud Barakos 34b, it relates that the pious Rebbe Hanina ben Dosa had a clear indication whether his prayers were effective. And this is his indication. We share this right here. Quote, if my words flow smoothly and my mind is concentrated and clear, I am sure that tefillati, my prayer, was accepted. But if I stumble over my words and my mind is distracted or diverted, I know that tefillati, my prayer, was unacceptable. When prayer, tefillah, flows smoothly, it emanates from the soul, from the psyche. If one prays with difficulty, he or she is merely moving his lips, but his soul, his psyche, she remains silent, 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 silent.
Birds are still quietly. Foxes in the home. Man at the peaceful rest. He has no way to lie. Pray. Yes, pray. Pray, yes, pray. He pray, yes, pray. Yes, he pray. He pray, yes, pray. For I am you, you. You got to hear what I say.
From the 51st Psalm previously on the Amida, the standing prayer, and some of the principles and principles that I derive therefrom. Open my mouth, O Adonai, and my mouth. Utter my lips, open my lips, O Adonai, and my mouth. My mouth shall utter thy praise, thy eyes. Just. Now, brothers and sisters on the Rastafari Israelites, a little situation right there. You know, the cat. Cat was doing the cat things and had closed one of the laptops in the queen's chamber. You know, since the queen is doing that service right there, you know, of being the web mistress, the master of the web. You know, mistress is the proper relation of the master, not the other woman that's Babylon teacher. They confuse a lot of things. But here at the groundation right here, that's going to be, I guess, rebooted. So those who are tuning into Rastafari Israelites, hopefully you hear I and I voice right there as well. Yeah, I think, you know, it's the season and little creeping things. I don't know what it was. The cat was running after something, you know what I mean, and must have knocked the laptop. You know, I was just informed of that. You know, so here I'm in the king's chamber, but that was over in the queen's chamber. So hopefully she's able to reboot that. So ones and ones who might, you know, have come to the, you know, call in the 515-602-9761. But ones can listen, hopefully, to the full on the Rastafari Israelites. So right here, just following from the theme of prayer, we have today's daily psalm according to royal order, Psalm 111. Also have a theme of prayer. Going to write up the royal Amharic from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, with the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Going to write up with that. So a theme right here. Here on the Monday podcast. Now, I was saying that we're counting the Omer, you know. So actually, I think we're looking forward to the 12th. The 7th Shavuot will be the 5th. Now, for others, like the Orthodox Church, they have the Feast, the Holy Spirit in the Upper Room, corresponding with their observation of what we know as Pentecost in the Upper Room on the first day, speaking about on June 5th. June 5th, just to keep people one-to-one's heads up. We are looking at from the 5th to the fulfillment, right, when the harvest is fully come. Now we know why that phrase is there in the scripts when it says, and when the harvest was fully come. Because we've been counting, right, we recognize others seemingly count a little bit differently. But we're looking at this time in the season here. This will be the 6th Shavua, the 6th of Shavua right here. So I'm looking forward to the 5th. Orthodox churches have the Feast of the Memphis Kiddush in the Upper Room of Zion. And we're looking at that Upper Room of Zion. But for us, when the harvest is fully come from the Shavua, from the 5th, fulfillment on the 12th. Just a heads up. But here on the Rastafari, the Monday podcast, second day of the 7 days. Right, we have the Ehud, Senyo, the Sheni in the Hebrew, Senyo in the Royal Amharic. But prayer right here.
Yesamaya batachinoy, basamaya mitinor, simi kades, mangistitimta, fakade basamaya indonech, indium bamdirtun, yelet injarachinen, sitanzare, badalachinen mikirbalen, inyaye badalanen ikrandamnil, abetu wada fatanam atagvan, kakfullu adananji,
Yes. Here we have Samuel Gebra on Gebru. Samuel Gebru right here, native speaker, going through the Our Lord's Prayer in the English, in the Ge'ez, and in the Amharic.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez, and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadas Semeka, Timsat Mengisteka, Weikun Fekareka, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele, Eletene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nehedig Lazi Abesa Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wistem and Sut, Allah de Hanene, Ovalehane, Imkulu, Okui, Ismi, Ziake, Yitamangist Hail, Wasabhat Laalam, Alam, Amen. Amharic. Abata Chinhoi, Besamaye Mitenor, Semeik Eddas, Mangistetimta, Fakade Besamind Honech, Indihumba Medir Tuhun, Yelet and Jerachinin Sitanzare, Bedelachininimik Urbelen, In Yami Badalu, Yik Urdeminil, Abetu were a Fatana Natagwan, Kakafuhulu Arenenji. መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን
አሜን አሜን አሜን yes so stay tuned a little technical difficulty on the Rastafari Israelites that should be up and running soon right there, you know, one of the living creatures going after one of the other living creatures. Must have knocked something. So right now, I'm just getting the technicals right there. They're there. Well, let's follow through with the theme of prayer right here. Same prayer.
I,
Yes, yes, excellent, excellent for the Monday podcast, Mellow Monday right here, 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 the Rastafari podcast, Ministry Monday. So here we have begun, right, begun here the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, Bamidbar in the wilderness, and completed the third book, Leviticus, the handbook of the true, the real priesthood, right, and the principles, the glory. As His Majesty says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So those of us who take on ourselves His name, the namesake, make sure that we learn and grow, study to show ourselves approved to that glory, to that name, the new name. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, 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 picking up, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, we need Chazak, make we strengthen and encourage one another. Why? Because here we have a new book. Right here we have another book. Here we begin the third book of Moshe. So here, 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 able to go forth to war is a big theme, Havarim.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 to war in Israel.
Yes, yes, yes. All that were able to go forth to war in Israel. All that were able. Key word here, 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 as we pick up with the 34th degree of I&I sabbatical study here in this Shavua. We're beginning the fourth book known in Hebrew as Bamidbar and called in the English translated as Numbers, Numbers. Now, here's certain ones and ones in respect. Respect is due, but, you know, we can grow in grace and knowledge. Some say, I and I is not a Bible Rasta. We deal with gun thing and we defend the bad boy thing. Well, what's interesting right here, if you think that the Bible is just about rites, rituals that are just so-called spiritual or like counterfeit Christianity, you have not really applied yourself to study, right? And we speak this mainly to the Rastas that talk about, you know, Bible Rasta, you know, that the Bible Rasta. I don't know what you mean by Bible Rasta. How about what the King of Kings, Kedemah HaLasarsi, says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So what you say? What you say now? You're taking the name. You're just taking the name, right? Don't be identity thief. But here, 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 just to show that the Bible is not just about, you know, one particular aspect, what some might call religious or spirituality, but it addresses the nine areas of people activity. And here, particularly here in this particular book, fourth book of Moshe, if we study, we can see that explained to I and we. Right, for sustainable repatriation. In fact, a lot of things that are going on, it seems as though the judgment has first come to Rastafari. You know, if the judgment must first come to the house of God, to the Beit Rastafari, then where would the end be for those who disobey the good news, right, of Adonai Jah Rastafari concerning the kingdom? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. So we got work to do, but we need to be instructed, directed. Right, Jah's teaching, give us a teaching of his majesty. We don't want no devil's philosophy. All that we have received before we really begin to study, whether some of the things was true or not, is still part of the collective devil philosophy. Let us study to shew ourselves approved. So here in going through the studies, we're beginning the fourth book right here. First ear, first ear. Here,
the fourth
here,
book
here.
Of Moses called Numbers, chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his father. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of the tribe of Reuben, Elizur the son of Shedir. Of Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nethaneel the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazah. Of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran. Of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Buel. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their polls. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai.
And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, by their poles, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names, by their poles, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 314,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, even all they that were numbered, were 603,550. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle, and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did they, 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 so did they. So did they, so did they,
So and when they did so, they prospered.
So did they.
When they didn't do so well, we can see the captivity of I and I, once lost, now found, and all that we've experienced over these 400 years, right here, here, here. So here is interesting. Here we pick up with the fourth book of Moses, and the first thing first is raising an army. You say, where's our defense? Where's our security? How's Rastafari defending I and I and stuff, I and I security? Well, the groundation is in the same Bible, but you're reading it as a half Israelite, a half original. You're reading it partly, you know, as Rastafari, pro-black, Ethiopia, maybe even Israel. But then you still have a lot of the pre-existing conditions and the pre-existing conditioning from counterfeit Christianity, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity. Know this for sure. When they first gave so-called black people a slave Bible, these areas they took out of the so-called slave Bible. You know, the slave Bible, they took out all these important areas. And it seems as though the ones don't recognize these areas are also in the scripture. So when they talk about Bible Rasta, I don't know what they, maybe some Rastas only focus on, you know, those counterfeit Christianity themes that are so overrated, even the point about the gospel. What is the gospel? Ask yourself, ask ones and ones. How many of them respond correctly according to what even Robeinu, Yeshua, Jesus Christos says? The King of Kings Christ, Jesus Christos. What does he say? What does he say? All right. What does he say? Just leave it at that. What does he say? But here, 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 let's give ear, give ear. Spoke about when the Ark of the Covenant, when the Ark of the Covenant was moving forward, forward, forward. Do you know from Psalm 68, that psalm that's important to so many of I and I, for Rastafari, Psalm 68, verse 4, where it mentions Yah or Jah in the Hebrew, right? Where we come with the Jah, right? He who be, who he be, the revelation, Rastafari. And then to the verse 31, speaking about princes shall come out of Egypt, of Gibbet, right? Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands. Ethiopia, Jochuan, what a Xiaviher to Zeregalech. But when the ark is raising up and moving forward, there's a password, 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 a key password. That password is found right here, here, here in this fourth book of Moshe. All right. And the password also is found adapted in Psalm 68. Give ear, give ear, give ear. So when the ark, when the camp started to move forward, when that cloud lifted up over the tabernacle, it was a signal to call Yisrael, to Israel, hulu, 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 all of Israel. That was time to move forward, forward. And that key word, here, 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 even from Psalm 68.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land.
But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. That's one of the tokahot, one of the chastisements and punishments that we read about and we read about in the third book, especially in Leviticus chapter 26, which we liken to Leviticus chapter 28. The consequences if we would not hear, if we would not obey, if we would not take heed, the consequences. Some say the curses for disobedience. So it says the rebellious dwell in a dry land. And also we learned about how important the land is, even more here in this fourth book, where the spies who went into the land, they brought back at least the 10 of the 12. They brought back lies to discourage almost all of the Israelites. They listened to the lying words of the spies that brought back lies. And because they had made a bad democratic decision, this is when the majority made a vote, you know, but the majority was, we could say, ratchet as uck, you know, that they got that 40-year sentence a year for a day. But the key thing that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, the Exiah, the Sustainer, says, they had blasphemed, they had slandered, they slandered the land. Not they slandered God so much directly. He don't say that there. He says that they had slandered that good land, Etobah Arsa, Arsa, the land, Etobah, Ethiopia, Etobah, the Hebrew right there, because the archaic name of Ethiopia, right before the Greeks, was Tobiah.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war.
What we have here is also war, one of the areas of people activity, direction, instruction, the Torah, direction, instructions for war as well. So here, for Bamidbar, first word after Leviticus, after the heart of HaTorah, the third book of the five books of Moshe, here we have Bamidbar. Bamidbar is a Hebrew name of the book, which means in the wilderness. Now, it's called Numbers, and we can ask the question, well, why was it called Numbers? Well, that will now take us into the sacred geometric, numbers of creation that are also found in the book. The speed of life, some say the measurement of the pyramids, are all contained in this book that is called Numbers. But here at the first degree of Einai sabbatical studies, Bamidbar, first word after Leviticus, right, which we refer to as the priestly, right, the priestly interlude.
Eretz, from the Eretz, Eretz, the land, from the land, Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt. Now, in this new book, in the new book that we are in, the book of in the wilderness. But Midbar, from Dabar, which relates to word, and also to speak, also relates like to arranging words. Literally like means like the arranging words, the arrangement of words like Dabar usually means speech or like a matter. It can even mean like a manner. In fact, that's interesting. I think in the last, the notes, the Torah scholar notes, what we call the rabbinical notes, there was a word about Dabar. See if I can find that word about Dabar, which one of the former scholars, in looking through the notes, had mentioned. There was an interesting word right here, but we did come to this double portion, or the previous double, oh, here it comes right here. Come to the double portion, and after the Aliyah, it was still the remainder of the Berit Chadasha, which carried on to the Mishnah. And it was already, I think, at that particular point, I was like in a medley. Like, I was still listening. I wanted to hear the rest of it. I really enjoyed the brothers' readings and reading along and what I perceived was like affirmed, and also what I maybe was like to zoom in or to capture. you know, or to get a better view of, you know, from the hearing, from the, you know, from the word sound power. And by that time, when the brother played the Selah tunes, like Ways of the Lord, that one right there, where it's about all the fussing and fighting, what about all the fuss and fight, what about the basic human rights? That was a Selah kind of revelation. It was like, boom, there we go right there, because the majority of what we had in the double portion that fulfilled, I was calling it specifically the 32nd and the 33rd degree of our weekly Torah portion study. I got the 33rd degree, because when you think about it, the book of Leviticus has a lot of detailed information that might not always be so exciting initially. I know for myself, Leviticus was not a book that previous to I spent a lot of time studying, but there were certain, okay, it's a tenth, actually the tenth, so they're ten parts. It's the tenth, and the last reading was Bechukotai, or Besurate, Surat. So Surat, and Huk, or Hok, the word Hokot is plural. And the I, or the I at the end means my, and the Be is a preposition. In, on, by way of, Bechukotai. Now, some would say hukim, the plural. There's two ways of plural, making a pluralization in the Hebrew. There's either the O-T, which often is characterized as being more a feminine pluralization, you know, in the feminine gender, but not, we're not speaking genitals, as I keep emphasizing, but in energy and in polarity, so to speak. And then we have the im, like hukim. But hukim, the im, can sometimes mean double, in a sense, like two. Right, hukim can mean like two or more. Hukot can mean several or various in that sense. You know, so it's kind of interesting, even those little nuances there. But the note about the bar, since beginning off, because this transition from Leviticus to Numbers, I think took us all into a Selah moment. Even I think some of the other brothers and sisters that might have been listening, in addition to whatever they had to do, like for the first day or coming up in the resuming of like the work week, or even looking for work or making work or entrepreneurship or whatever, John hopefully is blessing them, and they're receiving the blessing and the guidance and the wisdom as John gives us the power, the ability to get wealth, so he can fulfill, right, and we can fulfill his covenant. So here on the bar, I think Brother Eisen had made a mention of this too on the Mishnah broadcast, or there was a reference over here in chapter 25 of Leviticus. Now, here's the interesting thing, just for the notes. Leviticus, the ten parshiot, the ten portions, or the ten feedings, mana, you know, the ten parceling, portioning of the bread, which forms the bread of the priest. So through Leviticus, it was like we all were getting a taste of the bread of the priest, you know, the mana, as you say, but like the manna of the priest, or the bread of the priest, or that mana of Aaron. You remember there was the pot, you know, in which the manna was put into a pot, and that was put within the ark of the testimony, the Aaron Ha Edut. That's what it was first called, Aaron Ha Edut, and later on Aaron Ha Berit. In other words, first it was called Aaron, the word Aaron, right? Not Aharon, you know, Aharon, that's the man, Aaron. But the word Aaron, no hay, there's no hay there. It's Aharon for Aaron, and we have Aaron means ark. Interesting, it's an interesting word, actually, when you start to get into it, even comparing it with Aharon. But anyway, the manna was put there. So what was the manna? The manna was the bread that Jah fed them with. Now notice, the bread that Jah fed them with, where do we have him feeding them with this manna? We have him feeding them with the manna from after the Exodus, and especially over those 50 days. Remember, it was 50 days from the Exodus to reaching the Har Sinai. Another interesting observation, even when I had the honor and the privilege to read the Torah portion, and you know, the Torah Aliyah, and you know, the Torah Aliyah and the Aliyah for the Torah portion of the double portion, I noticed about three times within the text, I sought to go over this again,
because while I was reading it, it came out even much more. You know, it was observable to myself. I was able to cite it, that the phrase in Mount Sinai. In fact, I think the last verse of Leviticus says, these are the commandments, verse 34, 27, 34. These are the commandments which Exiliher, the sustainer, Yahweh, commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai, Besina Terara Weis, or Behar Sinai, in Mount Sinai. So it was from the time of the Exodus, once they came out of Egypt and, you know, crossed the Red Sea, and they were journeying and trotting, it was 50 days. So that 50-day period is again remembered and repeated, and is also a part of the pattern of Yahweh, or Jahweh, truth and life revelation. It's a part of the pattern that we see, you know, that from the resurrection first day, or Christ's resurrection, Messiah's resurrection, you know, that first day, or the Sunday, what's called the Sunday resurrection, then there's the seven Sabbaths. The seven Sabbaths that we're commanded to number for ourselves, to count. And then we have the counting of the Omer. But first is the barley, right? First is the barley. If you notice, the barley, the Abib, this is connected with the Exodus and the time of the Exodus in the spring, the Abib. Or some, the Khazarim pronounce it as Aviv. But more properly, it's Abib, like Adis Abebe. It's from Abebe, not Aveve, right? But anyway, that relates to the barley crop. Now, in Amharic, that word means to flower. In that sense, it has the idea of to flower as a verb, right? And, you know, abebe, then we have abeba, we have flower. So we have adis, abeba, or in the older, it's the hadis. So that even haut, the sounds called haut. Like when you hear the Muslims say, Muhammad, ha, right? But now in the Hebrew, we have that as ha, hadash. So we can see the correspondence of the harmony, are ye not as the children of Ethiopia, and the male children of Israel. Right there. So the last verse right here, it says, in Mount Sinai. So this gives us a context of what was going on over these 10 parashiyot, just to kind of recall, just to kind of make that segue. Basically, what we have here in Leviticus is almost like an interluder. It's like an interlude, right, between maybe that took place over a day, two, three, a few days, definitely no more than a week, you know, probably much less than a week. So this whole book right here is the details. It's like the details on the reasoning or the conversation in the commandments that was given, the Har Sinai. So all this action, basically, and all this revelation is taking place over the period of a day to two to three, definitely no more than a week. Why? How we know this? Because when we see the beginning of the fourth book of Moses called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, we actually are picking up where it says, and the Lord spake to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. What? In the wilderness of Sinai. In the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying. That's the first word. That's the anchor. You know, that's the anchor word right there. All right, now let's go to Exodus. Right, let's go to Exodus, the last part of Exodus. The last chapter in Exodus, Exodus chapter 40, where the tabernacle is set up. It says, and the Lord and Jah spake to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. So what's the time here? On the first day of the first month. Right? On the first day of the first month. Now, when we look at the context of where we're at right now, right, let's just look at this right here. There's another verse. I don't know if the verse is here. But so what we have here at the last part of the chapter, it says, for the cloud, right, the cloud of Yahweh was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night. It's almost like, you know, in Mitzrayim in Egypt, and the Egyptologists and the Mythics, you know, they talk about the book of the coming forth by day and by night, but this is the real. So the cloud of Yahweh was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night in the sight of all the Beit Israel, the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. Now we turn the page. We have the third book of Moses called Leviticus. And verse 1, it says, and Yahweh called, Vayikra, And he called to Moses, to Moshe, and spake to him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, because remember, he could not enter. Right? We get the fact that Moses could not enter. Moses and Aaron and them could not enter. So they're where? In the wilderness of Sinai. The emphasis is on Bamidbar, in the wilderness. This, as well as all other revelations after the setting up of the tabernacle, took place there. Whereas revelations before then came to Moses Behar Sinai, came to Moses on Mount Sinai, Besina Terara. Right, so when do we have this? We have on the first day of the second month. Right, on the first day of the second month. What do we have before? On the first day of the first month. Right, so in Exodus chapter 40, we have on the first day of the first month. Here in Numbers, we have on the first day of the second month, 1 month after the setting up of the tabernacle. All right, so I mentioned that this, what we have in Leviticus, most likely is about a month, I mean about a, I said a couple of days. I just want the revelation, what's being spoken and given. Remember, this was given to Moses. We have, you know, Moses up and down in the mountain. All right, so he spent at least 40 days. So I remember the additional 40 days after the golden calf incident. So all of that has to first take place, and the covenant had to be renewed, right, because they already had broke the covenant. The Israelites had already broke the covenant already once right then. That was already a broken covenant after, you know, the golden calf. And then this is when the will of the Father, of Elohim Ha'ab, I want to say it was, in a sense, it was postponed, because he said he wanted the whole nation called Yisrael, right, Israel Kulu, right, to be a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy nation. But then after the golden calf incident, who was on the Lord's side? Who was on Jah's side? This is like Moses asked. Who was on Jah's side? It was on the Levites. So therefore, this is now when it's given to the Levites and provisions. These are the provisions for priesthood. But in his original Elohim Ha'ab, Ziyav-Yab, in Jah the Father, God the Father's original revelation of his will in the 10 words, there was no provision of priesthood. And there was no sacrifice for failure. So that's what the provision is concerning priesthood. Remember, the whole nation, to say that all of Israel, specifically the men, right, were supposed to be the priests. It was supposed to be a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy nation, men, women, and children. But it could only be a holy nation if there was a kingdom, a government of the priesthood. And so I was saying in the broadcast, I said that this is what we have in the Torah is sustainable repatriation. Sustainable repatriation, you can say community, you know, well, camp, you know, consciousness first, you know, consciousness camp, community building, you know, continues there. But we have sustainable every so-called subject, issue, controversy, challenge, opportunity, situation, you name it, is covered in Jah glory in the Bible, but specifically for we, as once lost, now found. Black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel here in Torah. Everyone. It might not seem so, because I didn't even know what was, you know, going on in Leviticus in the real detail, you know, of it. And the more that we go through the Torah portion, especially individually, you know, and together, you know, as it says, to study, to learn, to do. I thought that was an excellent wrap-up point. Study, to learn, to do. And then Confucius say, but Confucius said that learning without meditation, maybe everyone was, sometimes people could feel like, oh, I want to pay attention to what's being said, like on the blog talk, but it was already in the meditation, right? And when they heard that, it was like, we all kind of went even deeper into our meditation, because we've already been studying, in that sense. Study without meditation is of no profit, of no benefit. But then meditation without, or meditation without study, makes one narrow-minded, in other words, makes the mind narrow. And where we know what the will of Abba Father is, where he speaks about, you know, being more courageous, you know, like greater in spirit, you know, having a more fuller outlook, you know, of things, you know, seeing things, taking the time to enjoy Jah view. So we can say safely we have about a month, right? We have a month. So let's just say this revelation took place over a month. We had 10 parshiot, you know, 10 portions, right? 10 feedings. I'm going to say that bread into 10 parts. And so that was 10 Shabuas, 10 Subayis, 10 weeks. That would be the period of about two, took us about 2.5 months. roughly, because we had a few double portions, all right? So, and considering the double portions, all right? So, roughly, say, two or so months. You know, without any double portions, it would be about 2.5 months, seeing that every portion is the Shavuah, but we had a few, you know, a couple, I think. How many were, I think, two or three, you know, double portion. We can get into the details of it, but just to get an overview right here, as we're beginning off anew, we have the first day of the second month, we have Exodus, the first day of the first month, all right? So 1 month after the setting up of the tabernacle, Exodus 40 and 17. Let's look at 40, 17. It was at 41 and 2. 40, 17, it says, "And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up." Yeah, I'm thinking about that point about how Moshe is said to have had them, you know, construct and deconstruct and reconstruct, construct, deconstruct, and reconstruct. This is almost like what we're going through, almost like in the military, you know, where we're kind of breaking down, you know, we say that like the gun or the weapon, the sword, in a sense. We're breaking it down, and then we're building it up again. Breaking it down, looking at the individual parts, cleaning and examining the individual parts, you know, oiling whatever needs to be oiled, and then putting it together. You know, even the oil is found there as well. You know, we also have the oiling, because, you know, some of those things have to be done militarily-wise. But this is what Jai's Camp also includes right here. So here with the first words we have here, why Yedaber Yehovah El Moshe B'Midbar Sinai B'Ohel Moed B'Ahad La Hadash Ha-Sheni Ba Shana, right, Ba Shana, Ha Sheinit, Ha Sheinit, Ha Sheinit, Le Se Atam, Le Se Atam, Me or Me, Eret Mitzrayim, Le More. And the Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. Why Yedaber Yehovah El Moshe Be Midbar Sinai? First words right here, in the tent of the meeting, be'ohel moed, in the tent of meeting, be'ohel moed, right, ohel, the tent, moed, right, of the meeting or the witness, then the other word ed, right, like edut, the aron, ha-edut, in other words, the ark of the testimony. Here we have the be'ohel moed. Right, the ohel, the tent of the moed, right, the tent of witness, the tent of meeting. It says on the first day of the second month, be ahad la chodesh, la chodesh. The pointing here is la chodesh is a cholem. So la chodesh ha sheni, right, ha sheni ba shana. So it says on the first day of the second month, in the second year, right, in the second year, ha. Sheinit le sa'atam. Sa'atam. Now it's interesting because we have the orit in the Ge'ez and in the Revised Amharic Bible, or as His Majesty says, the rightful name the Bible bears, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have the orit zed sa'at. In other words, sa'at, you can look at that in the Revised Amharic Bible. Here we have le sa'atam. Le sa'atam. Sa'atam, that's the coming out. Le sa'atam, coming out. After they were, it says, after they were come out, let's atam may eretz, may eretz, from the eretz, eretz, the land, may from, or me, some say me eretz, or may eretz, from the land, Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt, le'mor, le'amor, le'amar, le'mor, saying. That's one and one of Bamidbar, all right? So we have 1 month after the setting up of the tabernacle, Exodus 40 and 17, and the parents of the divine presence, or the panim, the faces, right? There, a consensus, or the aspects, could better state it, you know, but we have Father, Son, Holy Spirit, so we have the HaShalush, in the Hebrew, HaShalush HaKadosh, or the Holy Trinity, Shalush Kadosh, right? The Ahadu Amlak, Yahweh Ahad, right? A consensus was ordered to demonstrate Elohim's love for Israel. Now, some are of the opinion that this census was taken to make arrangements for the encampments and the marching of the people. This is what we have in Psalm 68, which was also connected with the fullness of this season. right? And of this third book of Moses of Leviticus. We had that from the TJIF. That was, what, on the 19th, May 19th in this season, but that's the daily Torah portion, or that's the daily reading according to the Word of the Lord of the Ethiopian Hebrews, our Davidic Psalms, right? So the marching of the people, that's what Psalm 68 is about, and we share the garnet silk, what's known as silk chant, where he chants that up to verse 21, 22, roughly around there. We'd like to get the edit of the rest of that, maybe from Scorby, so we can connect that. Whoever plays, he kind of enters at a certain point, which is interesting. It's mystical, it's prophetic, but he doesn't even get up to 31, like 68, 31, where it says, princes shall come out of Egypt, and Ethiopia shall throw her hands to God. But it's very, you know, like, be still, all ye enemies. You know, he begins off like that, and he gives a very good, I call it like, it's like a holy grail in the sense of churchical tabernacle worship music. This is what we have with the Rastafari, you know, prophets and you know, in the king's music, the roots and the reggae music. So we have encampment and the marching of the people because these arrangements had to be completed by the 20th of the same month. These arrangements had to be completed by the 20th of the same month, the day on which they left the wilderness of Sinai. So all this had to happen by the 20th of the month because that's the day on which they left the wilderness of Sinai, of Sinai, for the wilderness of Paran, or Paran. So they left one wilderness, and into another. That's interesting, too. We say the wilderness of North America. But how many wildernesses are there in North America? So the chances are that we've been going through a lot of wilderness experience, but just look at it all as the wilderness. We need to identify, you know, what ground, you know, what's the ground, like where we're at. So we have in what is this, 10 and 11. Let's just look at 10 and 11. Just scroll up ahead in Numbers 10 and 11 and see if we have that in, I think it's about 42, 46, 48. That's between 42 and 48 places that they are in. I thought that was interesting with, you know, the so-called Mitzrayim, what the Bane, the B'nai Mitzrayim say. The B'nai Mitzrayim is to say the children of the Egyptians, or the Egyptians, you know. That's how we refer to the, you know, the Egyptians, B'nai Mitzrayim. So we have 10 and 11. 10 and 11 is right here where it says, and it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. Right, the tabernacle, the Ohel, Me'od, right, from Sinai to the Kadesh Barnea, the first march. This is now getting ready for the first march. So there was the Exodus, and then we have two years later, or in the second year, the 20th day of the second month. So basically a year, you know, has passed. Now we're in the second year, we're in the second month, and when we get to the 20th day, there's the movement. Right, so all these preparations had to be done within the period of. So now let's look at this for a moment. There's the Exodus. 50 days later, they reach Sinai, right? The heart of Sinai, right? 50 days after the Exodus, that's where they reach Sinai. Now they was at Sinai for that time all the way to the second year, the 20th day, and the second month. And the instructions in Leviticus occurred at least over a period of, if we just sum it up, at least about one or so month, like about a month or so, right? The fullness. You know, I'd like to get a little more detail on that, but I'll just round off to say, just say that Leviticus was about a month. It took us about maybe, I think, within the Torah portion reading and feedings in this season, it would take about, well, if we look at each parshiot as being a Shavua, like a Sabbath, we have 2 months and two Sabbaths, 2 weeks, like so 2 months and a half. But we know that some of them double up, so that will bring it into the range of a little less than two months, right? But we're still here. We're still with Exodus, because here we pick up, right, at the beginning of this fourth book, we pick up with the wilderness, the moving forward, right? The moving forward. So once again, we're in the wilderness of Sinai. The emphasis is on Bamidbar, Ba, in Midbar, the wilderness. This, as well as all the other revelations after the setting up of the tabernacle, took place there. So all these revelations took place right there, whereas the revelations before then came to Moses on Mount Sinai. That's the important consideration right there. Right? And that makes us emphasize more on the phrase Behar Sinai, Vesina Terara, Behar Sinai. That was the second to last, right, Torah portion. That's actually the last, the double portion right there. You know, although I was looking at it, I was saying, actually, the Har Sinai could have been the whole portion, you know, without having the hukotai. But the emphasis on the hukotai is very, very much a key. That emphasis, why is the hukotai so important? Why is it important to walk in his statutes? And what are his statutes? I think that's important, because people might confuse statutes for, you know, judgments or, you know, commandments in a sense. Those statutes are commanded. What are the statutes? What does it mean to walk in his statutes? So this is where we're at right here. Right, and this is note here where it says, the book of Numbers, it derives its name from the fact that it records the enumeration, the numbering of Israel historically. Numbers takes up the story or the narrative where Exodus left off. So in terms of the narrative, it's a continuation from the book of Exodus, where Exodus leaves off, and is the book of the wilderness wanderings of the redeemed people, consequent upon their failure to enter the land at Kadesh Barnea. It's interesting. We're talking about sustainable repatriation and how this is the key for I and I, we, and has always been. And the first settlers, you know, our black Jewish patriarchs and matriarchs, like Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, right? Our first black Jewish rabbi, and in that community, you know, that had went forward even prior to, you know, the fascist invasion. In fact, you can look at it again, that maybe that precipitated also the fascist invasion, like to kill the seed before they grow. You know, that's what the enemy was, that's the design the enemy had, and that too, you know, was written as well. So the children of Israel failed to enter the land. They should have entered the land at Kadesh Barnea. So even up to this time that John still had within his will, a willingness to bring them into the land, but the redeemed people had failed to do so, had failed to enter at a particular place. It was called the Kadesh. Now, Kadesh means sanctuary, Kadesh. Barnea means like wavering, in a sense. It can mean wandering, but like a wavering. Key for I and I, we, and has always been. And the key for I and I, we, and has always been. And the first settlers, you know, our black Jewish patriarchs and matriarchs, like Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, right? Our first black Jewish rabbi, and in that community, you know, that had went forward even prior to, you know, the fascist invasion. In fact, you can look at it again, that maybe that precipitated also the fascist invasion, like to kill the seed before they grow. You know, that's what the enemy was, that's the designs the enemy had, and that too, you know, was written as well. So the children of Israel failed to enter the land. They should have entered the land at Kadesh Barnea. So even up to this time that John still had within his will, a willingness to bring them into the land, but the redeemed people had failed to do so, had failed to enter at a particular place. It was called the Kadesh. Now, Kadesh means sanctuary, Kadesh. Barnea means like wavering, in a sense. It can mean wandering, but like a wavering. You know, so it's like a holy place, but wavering at the holy place, wavering at the holy things. Now, this is interesting, because when I said about Leviticus and the whole Torah and the scripture, the Bible, the glory of His Majesty, the Kibbutz Negusa Neges, is that without it, there won't be sustainable repatriation. It will not, and reparation is also contained. John's reparation, repairing the breach, is contained in his word. But speaking about sustainable repatriation, we have to learn from this. You know, not just when we get over there. Some people might think like, okay, this is just talking about, we just need this. Okay, it's talking about the land and what we're going to do in the land and how this will go on in the land. So, well, we'll wait till we get over there. Oh, that's just for over there. No, it begins over here, preparing. We can see that the people are preparing in the wilderness. Right, and in the wilderness, right, overall, but there were different wildernesses, because they're leaving Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai, and about to enter into the wilderness of Paran, when we get to chapter 10 of Numbers. Now, typically, it is the book of service and walk, the tribe, the service and the walk, and thus, it completes, with the preceding books, a beautiful moral order, so it's the moral theocracy. Right, the moral theocratic reign of Kadamala Haile Selassie, the Ayabingi, right? Moral theocracy, well, here is a beautiful moral order. Genesis is the book of creation, the iration, and the fall. Exodus of redemption. Leviticus of worship, and fellowship, right? So ship ashore, the ship, right? The worship, called worship. What is thou worth, right, to the eye? Worship and fellowship. See, fellowship is conditioned on worship. You know what I mean? First, I and I have to align with the will of the Most High, right, in Isis Christos, before we can truly have it, a relationship with our brothers and sisters in His sight. We can try and push it. That's the problem. People are pushing it at their own flesh. But first, you have that relationship, right, with the Most High. In other words, first, you have to be like a son or a daughter, right, before you can be a brother or sister. People are trying to push this brother or sister thing, but they have not really firm being a son or a daughter. You see, because if one had not received chastisement and instruction, then they're a bastard, according to the word. You're a bastard. You know what I mean? So let's think about that, too, that relationship of, you know, first being a son or a daughter before a brother or sister. You know what I mean? The child, the baby, newborn is first a son or a daughter of their mother and their father, all right, respectively. And Numbers, that of which should follow. What's Numbers? Here we're in Numbers, or Bamidbar, in the wilderness, Numbers, they're counting, right? That which should follow. What should follow? Service and walk. Service and walk. So we have the creation and the fall, the book of redemption, right? Worship and fellowship, and now that which should follow, service and walk. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? So if we can get to the triad, right? First, creation, then there's the fall, redemption, worship, fellowship, service, walk. It is important to see, sight this, behold, and to see this, that nothing was left to self-will. Nothing is left to self-will. You know, nothing is really left to, in Yahweh, right, and the holy, to, okay, what we, you know, like, almost like our own opinion or our own feelings or emotion or vibe. You know what I mean? That's why outside the tabernacle, there's the altar, the brazen altar. That's where the beasts or those animals have to be killed. You have to kill that animal, you know, you have to kill it there. You know, you have to kill it there, right? And pour out the blood off of that life, right? Every servant was numbered, knew his place. Know your place in your family. Every servant was numbered. That means accounted for, right? Knew his place in the family and had his own definitely assigned service, right? Had his own definitely assigned service. This is where we have to get to be fully operational, right? To be fully operational. These are the instructions. You know, and we're going to go through this and go over this until there is that, what do you call that, that core curriculum, you know. It's just so we're going to force it. We're going to force it, like God's not forcing on I and I. You know, we know that, okay, we know this, but still we're learning that right there, and we can see I and I self more ready because there's more shalom, there's more peace, there's more harmony. You know, people can come to yik-yak, paddy-whack, give the dog a bone, you know, but you're going to have to, like, throw that outside the camp, you know, burn that outside the camp, you know, as well. So the New Testament parallel, right, the Adis Kidan parallel of this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So make a note of that. Now, what's the lesson? What's the moral of the story? The second typical lesson, the second type of the lesson is that tested by wilderness circumstances, tested by wilderness circumstances and situations, Israel had utterly failed. Right, this is what we have to understand and overcome. Why did Israel utterly fail? And then we'll recognize why we do too. Right? The second typical lesson is that tested by wilderness circumstances, Israel had utterly failed. And so we do not fail. We have the light of the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament of the King of Kings Christ, and need to look at 1 Corinthians. Look at this, study this, right? Meditate on 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So Numbers, five chief divisions. One, the order of the host, or the Sabaot, right? The host, because there's two type of hosts. There were the priests, right? And then there was the soldiers, the warriors, right? So you had those two kind of hosts, right? From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, Israel at Kadesh Barnea, right? Because they spend time at the sanctuary, you know, the sanctuary of wavering, the sanctuary of the wilderness, Kadesh Barnea. The fourth part, the wilderness wanderings, right? And then we have the closing instructions, right? The closing instructions. So, with that right there, the theme now moves from first Leviticus establishing the holy, right, or the sanctuary, and now, right, now we are assessing all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. This is what's being assessed here at the opening at the gate, right? All that are able to go forth to war in Israel, right? Who are able to go forth to this war in Israel? And why do we say, right, why do we say it's a war, you know? I mean, why do we refer to it like that right there? Well, I'll get into a little more of that. Shalom, Habarim, shalom.
From 20 years old and upward, all that are able-bodied mind them to go forth to war. So if you talk about the Bible, right, and they talk about real things like security and protecting ourselves and organizing, having, you know, an army or some defense. Well, it's already right here in the scripture. So you need to learn what are the rules of engagement. As God say so.
Yes, sir.
Here in today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 1. Today we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. After the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 111. Coming forward, forward, forward. A little Selah right here, here, here. What does Jah, he who be, who he be, his divine master, Ketamah HaLeSelassie, say? Shema'ah Yisrael. Here, 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 hear this, hear this, hear this, hear this. All right, all right. Pray to I, pray to I. Got a little technical something right here. You'll probably know which clip we're gonna share, the one about the commandments, yeah? You know.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on.
Yes, yes, yes. What Jah, who we identify as Ketamah HaLeSelassie, he will be, his divine majesty, say. And here, here, Nikki Silk with wandering sheep. Think about that scene right there, how they had failed to enter the land at the Kadesh, Barnea. Kadesh, sanctuary, holy place, from the Kadesh root, Kadesh, as even Kadosh, Kadosh, the Kadesh, Barnea, that wavering at the Isle of Things, the holy place. Now, we have got the report from Ethiopia regarding the tabernacle over at the Nyabingi Tabernacle, but was it done Yahweh? Was it done Yahweh? Are we doing it Yahweh? Nothing is left to, like, self-will or just, you just make up a team. Yes, I. Otherwise, we wander further and further away from the king. And Nikki, so come bring it. Wandering sheep. Oh.
Love John, you know. My life and my salvation. So shall I fear no one.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Give to my nephew and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. On a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari rise. Listen, Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and a theme I've got to learn. Kindly this raindrop of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Listen! Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to see you, no place to see. Judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick up for a while in doubt. Give to my husband and it's got a plan. Brother man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Listen. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now.
place to shelter from the cold, and I judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Jamaica, Georgia, for my moving, and I've been, I've got to learn. My native raindrops, of which I confirm. World souls, the wandering sheep, roaming get to street with no place to sleep, and I judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. World souls, the lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold, and I judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again.
It's winding streets, yeah. Sound a lot like Garner. That voice. So here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 111. And the psalm is themed as a prayer that is brought near. And it speaks of the attributes, the nature of his divinity. So bringing out from the Royal Amharic and go through the verse by verse from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. But just a theme of today's daily psalm, it's a prayer brought near for the attributes, the nature of his divinity. Psalm 111. Give a first ear right here. We've got like 14 minutes for those listening to the blog talk, you know, the few or the many that may be listening to the blog talk. It's about to go off in about 13 minutes now, so be sure to call in. Have two options to call in, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Or checking out the live stream on the Rastafari Israelites. And hit up your social media as well. Give ear. Whether one's here or one's for beer. Hear. Today's daily song.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 111.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Forever.
We have a hallelujah. Psalm right here. Hallelujah.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here, the speaker, Abraham Chabuda, from the Metzhaf Kedus, right here. Truth and life.
مزمور متواصر بكنف متواصران هاليلويا عبيتو بكنو تشنغو بقبائم بفتس ام لبيا مسجن هالو يكزيابير سرا تالاقنا دس بميسنو باطلو زندي تفلقجنا سراو مسغانا ناقرمانو صدق ام لزلال مينورا ለታምራቱ መታሰቢያን አደረገ እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ይቅር ባይ ነው ለሚፈሩት ምግብን ሰጣቸው ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም ያስባል ያህዛብን ርስት ይሰጣቸው ዘንድ ለሕዝቡ የሥራውን ብርታት አሳየ የጆቹ ሥራ እውነትና ፍርድ ነው ትዛዙም ሁሉ የታመነ ነው ለዘላለምም የጠና ነው በእውነትና በቅንም የተሰራ ነው መድኃኒትንም ለሕዝቡ ሰደደ ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም አዘዘ ስሙ የተቀደሰና የተፈራ ነው የጥበብ መጀመሪያ እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ነው ለሚያደርጓትም ሁሉ ደህና ማስተዋል አላቸው ምስጋናውም ለዘላለም ይኖራል
Psalm 111.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph, 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 Aleph.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. 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 Forever.
Here, today's daily psalm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we have in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the illil is so like a word sound of big up, of exaltation, illil, in a very high pitch, the illilta, it's called the illilta, the illilu is like a command, and from the Hebrew, the illilu is like all of you. Elil, it's a word sound of praise, of exaltation, of big up, coming from the ancient, ancient kind of word sound. Some might even call it like an expression, right? An expression that signifies praise, that signifies big up. So it's Elilu, all of y'all, to Elil, to Yah, to he who be. It's not Elilu, Yahuwah, Jehovah, but it's Elilu, Yah. Because Yah, or the Jah in the English translation, the Yah is the Savior. Hebraically speaking, it's the Savior name. The Savior name of Yisrael. We know this from studying even the Exodus, also found in the Song of Moshe. But note this right here, that today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, from the Hebrew Kof Yud Aleph. We're going to write off the Royal Amharic right after this. But just a kind of overview right here. We have Psalm CXI, Psalm 111, Psalm 111. So here, this psalm is themed as Yahuwah Jehovah's saving acts, the sustainer, the good, the chosen, right, the excellent, his saving, his acts of Yeshua and Yeshuot, his acts of Yeshua. Yeshua in the Hebrew means save. Salvation also means victory, his saving act, his victorious acts. The psalm, the chant here, the Isis, the Mizmor, the chant is constructed based on the Hebrew, right? It's constructed on the lines of an acrostic. The acrostic means that within the psalm, it follows the order of the Abu Gida, what we call Ethiopically the Abu Gida. The Abu Gida. The Abu Gida is the order, that's the Hebraic order, Abu Gida Hewizo. There we have the first seven letters of the Hebrew. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, He, Wawe, Zain, right there, the Abu Gida Hewizo, right? So we have today's psalm is constructed in the Hebrew on the lines of an acrostic. In other words, some psalms, we have every verse. For example, the virtuous woman, the Eshet Chayil, the woman of power, the strong woman, right, that we have in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. It's an acrostic. So if you're studying the Hebrew and you're looking at an acrostic, as you look at it, you'll notice that it goes along the Hebrew alphabet. For example, today's daily psalm, just the first three letters, we have Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Abu Gi, right, the Abu Gi. Here we have Odeh, Yahuwah, the call, Lebab. I will give thanks to Jehovah with all my heart. Once again, begin with the Aleph. Aleph, right, pointed here with the Yahweh. Aleph, Awadeh, Awadeh. In Hebrew, Awadeh, that's maybe ancient way of baby, how we teach our children. Awadeh, ha, Odeh, 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 Odeh. Right, I will give thanks, like the yada, stretch forth the hands, Ode, Yahuwah, to he who be, we be called in all, with entirety, Lebab, heart, heartically. Next verse, what's the next letter? Aleph, Beit, the next verse, or half verse, Be, Be, Sod, Yisharim, We, Eda, in the council of the upright, of the Yashar, Yisharim, Besod, the soul, the council, the assembly, the sword, besod, yishari, of the upright, we and ada. And then the third verse, we have the gimel, abu gi, right here we have gidolim, ma'esei Yahuwah, gidolim, great, great ones, great ones, great, bigs, bigs, greats, in the plural sense. Gedol, like a gadol, right, big. And we have gedolim, big ones, great ones. Gedolim, ma'isei, the works, the doings, the asa, the doings, ma'isei, Yahuwah, the doings, the works of he who be, who he be. And it follows through even from there. Even just to complete the second verse to bring out the sense of the acrostic, how the psalms are even lined up, the acrostic psalms according to the Hebrew alphabet. The fourth verse here is Derushim. Derushim lekol chefsehem. Lekol chefsehem. Chefsehem. Sort out. Sort out. Derushim, to darash, to seek, to study. Midrash, to study. Derushim. Derase, and them hard to reach. Derushi, sought out, reached, and sought out. Likol, likol of all. Chefsehem, chefsehem, that have delight, of all that delight, of all them that delight. Here we got the 90-second mark right here. So just to bring this out right here. So we have today's psalm according to the Hebrew, constructed on the lines of an acrostic. That means according to the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, or Ethiopically, according to the Abu Gida, the Abu Gida order of the alphabet. Each half verse, beginning with a letter of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, the first one. The writer is probably said to have lived in the post-exilic period after the exile, the Babylonian exile. His theme is the glorification of Elohim, the true good, the true God, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, for his acts, of mercy to Yisrael. To Yisrael. Look more. Here. Call in. 515-602-9761. Or check it out on the Rastafari Israelites. Hope and pray we have the full of full there for the fullness of today's daily psalm, Jehovah's Saving Acts. The first part of the psalm begins with the hallelujah, which is a command speaking to many. That ooh at the ending is a command signifying many. Here it's saying to you all, hallelujah. The hallelujah, hallelujah. The exaltation, that word sound of exaltation, of bigging up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, big up, Jah. Big up, he who be. It's not hallelujah, it's hallelujah. Big up, he who be, we be. No, it's big up, he who be, the Yah, the Savior. So from the Hebrew perspective, when we say Yah, or we call on Yah instead of Yahuwah, Hebraically we know what we mean, and the scriptures can prove it. We're calling on the Savior name. When it says, I call out to you, I shout to him, right? I cry to him, hallelujah. Call him by Yah, he who be, the Savior name of Yisrael, that special use, right, of the bigrammaton instead of the tetragrammaton. But the hallelujah, it first appears in Psalm 104:35. So a little trivia, as people might call it, but this is big, 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 right? But as they call it trivia, but some interesting points, that hallelujah really only appears properly in the Psalms. And then we have in the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, right, reflections on the psalm. So we have hallelujah first appearing in Psalm 104, the 104th psalm, the 35th verse. Mizmor kod, kof, 100, dalet. The letters signify numbers. Hebrew is alpha numeric. So Mizmor kof, dalet, Psalm 104, which is theme, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Haborei, Yahuwah Haborei, he who be who he be, the creator, Bamarinya Exiavihir, Fetari. We get to the 35th verse, it says, let sinners cease out of the earth, and let the wicked, the righteous be no more. Blessed be he who be who he be, O my soul, hallelujah. So here we have right here, Yitamu. Let sinners perish, cease in that sense. Yitamu, chatayi. Let akas cease, mean haaret, out of the earth. Ooh, rishain, and akas, and the ratchet ones, defiant ones. Ooh, rishain, od, einam. And make the rishain, the defiant ones, the ratchet. Od Einam, be no more, right, going on, Od Einam, not going on, be no more, O Rishayim, Od Einam, blessed be he who be who he be, Barki, speaking to she, our soul, Barki, so Barki is a command to bless, to increase, right, we can say to big up, Barki, Nafshi, my soul, Nafshi, et Yahuwah, Barki, Nafshi, et Yahuwah, bless he who be, we be, O my psyche, O my soul, and sealing up with the hallelujah. Well, here in Psalm 104, verse 35, praise ye, Jah, praise ye, Yah, praise y'all, he who be. Hallelujah. This is the first occurrence of this term. So if I ever asked, what's the first occurrence of hallelujah in the Bible? Well, the answer would be in the scripture in Psalm 104, verse 35. Hallelujah. The first occurrence of this term. And this term, hallelujah, Hebraically speaking, speaking of the Tanakh and the Old Testament, as it's called, is limited to the Psalter. It's limited to the Sefer Tehillim. Even the Tehillim, The Helim part of Tehillim has the Halal, the Elil right there. Tehillim. So the book of the Elilta, the book of the praises, which has passed into the language, this phrase, hallelujah, is passed into the language of prayer of both the church, right? Even we could say the Christian church, right? As well as the synagogue, the Hebrew church. According to one Gratz, it was the term employed by the officiating, the Levites who were officially on duty, Halloween. The Levites on official duty employed this term in the Haikal, in the temple, even the temple of Jerusalem, as a signal for the congregation, the Edah, right, the aggregation, to join in the service. So this was, one might call it a musical or a kadaseh, a liturgy instruction right here, the hallelujah, because the command, understanding Hebrew, we know that it's a command speaking to a lot of people, right, to do something, right, on behalf of Yah, on the behalf of Jah, on the behalf of He Who Be. So we get today's daily Psalm 111, and we see right here the call of the presenter, the one who's presenting this, right? The Levites, the Levitical priests often engage within the music, or we can say the worship, while the Kohanim, the descendants of Aharon, engage in the offering. So we have one who would sing, the singers, right? We say even the singers and the players of instruments were more keeping it Levitical, and the offering, officiating the offering, this was the Kohanim. All of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests. So the presenter here in the Haikal would say hallelujah. So writing up this psalm by saying hallelujah, it was a call to all that was present, the congregation, to join in the recital, the word, sound, and power of the psalm, the word, sound, and power of the chant right here, 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 today's daily psalm. So right here, that's right up the royal Amharic, and the Amharic is themed, as we mentioned, a prayer that is brought near. The whole idea of bringing near is offer. So we have the word karab in the Hebrew, and we have the word kareb, and then it says kareb in the Amharic, so to bring it near, a prayer that is brought near concerning the attributes and nature of his divinity. Shema Yisra, Sima, hear this.
We're willed, we're menfes, we're kadus, ahadu, amlak. Salam to Kenayas Kaling, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Karamawi Kenamawi Haile Selassie. And here we have from the Metzav Kadus, here from Mezmor, we have Mezmor Meto Masara'ant. Salam to Kenayas Kaling, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Karamawi Kenamawi Haile Selassie. And here we have from the Metzav Kedus, here from Mezmor, we have Mezmor Meto Asara'ant. Meto Asara'ant, the Mezmore Dawit, the Mezmore, Psalms of Dawit, Psalms of David, the well-beloved. Here, according to the royal order, today's daily psalm, Mezmor Meto Asara'an, Psalm 111, Psalm 111, 111 Psalm, Mezmor Meto Asara'an. And here we have a theme, Le Melakotu Bahiryata Yekreve Tzelot, for his divinity, Melakotu, for his divinity, his divinity, Le Melakotu Bahiryat, for the nature of his divinity, Yekarebe, that which is presented, it's a song, a prayer. Slika, we have a psalm here, but this is themed as a prayer. So it's a psalm, but it's a prayer. How the psalms, the praises, the thanksgiving, how it all goes together. But here, Lemelakotu, Bahiryat, Lemelakotu, for his divinity, Bahiryat, the nature, the nature of of his divinity, for the nature of his divinity, yekareve, that which is presented, that which is brought near, tzelot, a tzelot, a prayer. And this is a hallelujah, hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise ye Yah, praise ye Jah. Rastafari, make I and I begin off right here. There's some ab, we're willed, we're menfes, we're kadus, ahadu, amlak, kuter an. Hallelujah, abetu, bekeno cha shengo, beguvaim, befitsum leve, amese ginhalo, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, I will praise. I will praise Abitu, our Father's Father, the Ab of the Beit, Father of the House, Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei, He who be, we be, with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation and in the aggregation. Be-Kinocha Shengo, Be-Gubayim, Be-Fitzumalide, Amesaginahalo. Now, here, as we compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the KJV, we have Bekinoch Abitu, our Father's Father, Father of the House, Abitu, Bekinoch, in the straightforward, the upright, Shengo, in the upright assembly. In the Hebrew, as we pointed out in the Hebrew, we have the Hallelujah, or Deh Yahuwah B'kol Levav, B'soda Yisharima W'eda, I will give thanks, the Odeh stretching forth the hands, I will give thanks, I will give praise to He who be, who He be, with my whole heart. Here we have more direct here, to speaking to He. The Hebrew brings out the sense speaking about He. Here we're speaking to He in the sword. Key word here, this sword. What is the sword? And the correspondence here, Bamarinya, Bekinoch, Shengo, Beguvayim, Guvayim, Befitzum, Libe, Amesagin, Halo. In the upright, Shengo, in the upright assembly, Beguvayim, and in the general, we say the general assembly, we like the congregation, right? So the council, right, we have the council and the congregation, the assembly and the congregation, the assembly of the kinoch, those who are kin, straightforward, have integrity, be kinoch shengo, be guvayim, be fitzum, in a complete, in a perfect, be fitzum, and with my perfect, my complete heart, heartically, amesaginhalo, I will praise the I, male, kuter hulet, verse 2. Ye egziavi hersera talaknat. Des yemiya senyubato hulu zen yetefelegechnat. The works of egziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed. Ye egziavi hersera talaknat. She is great. She is important. The work of egziavi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed father, the work, the sera. Ye egziavi hersera talaknat. Talak, great. Talak, important not, she is. Here, KJV, so the works of the Lord, the works of Egziavi here are great. Sought out of all them that have pleasure in them, KJV translates it here. We have in the midst of Kedus, Des, Yemi, Senyubata, Hulu, Zen, Yetafelegechnat, Des, Bemiya Senyubat, Hulu, Des, happiness, Bemiya Senyubat, that which causes happiness, Hulu, all, and through that which causes happiness, all that which causes happiness in it, Yetafelegechnat, that which is greatly sought out of all them that have pleasure, that have happiness in them therein. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Sarao, Miskanana Gurmano, Sidkum Lezalem Yinoral. Sarao, his work, Miskanana Gurmano. His work, Sarao, Miskanana is Miskanana and Gurma. Gurma, majestic, Gurma, we say Gurmawi, hoi, O majesty, Gurmawi, Nugus Neges, his majesty, Gurmawi, John Hoy, Sarao, Miskanana, Gurmano, his work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness, Sidkum, Lezalem Yinoral, and his righteousness endureth forever, Sarao, his work, Miskanana, is praiseworthy, Gurmano, and it is, and he is majestic, Miskanana, Gurmano, Tzidku, his righteousness, Sekum, and his righteousness, Lezalem Yinoral, Lezalem for ever, forever, to the world without end, Yinoral, endureth for ever, forever, for ever. Kutar Arat, verse 4. Let Hamratu Metasebiana Darrege, Egziavihar, Meharina Ykervaino. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. Exiavia, the sustainer, is gracious. Yod Hey Wahe, he who be, who he be, ha kados, baruku, baruka Hashem, is gracious and full of compassion. Let Amratu Metasebiana Darrege. Let Amratu, and for his Ta'amratu. For his, hear this word, ta'amrat, sometimes it's translated as miracles. But as we said, it's like divine intel, right? Because at the root in the is, it has to do with knowledge, right? With, we say the divine science and knowledge. Let ta'amratu, but here King James translates as his wonderful works, his miracles, divine intel, do tell. Let ta'amratu metasebiana darrege. He has made them metasebia to be remembered as a memorial. Let Amratu Metasaviana Darrege Egziavihar Sustaina Mahari KJV says gracious Mahari. He is merciful, he is gracious. Mahari na inna and Mahari na yikrvaino. Yikr to forgive, right? To leave it, let it remain by one who says yikrvai. He is the one who says yikr. He's the one who forgives. He's forgiving. For he is forgiving. He who be, we be, is divine majesty is forgiving. The sustainer is gracious, is merciful, and full of compassion. Bamarinya Gziavia Maharina Yikraino. Gziavia is merciful, and he is the forgiver. He is the one who says yikr, yikrvaino. Kutar Amis, verse 5. Let me saruta migbina setacho kidanunim zlema yasba. He hath given meat or food to them that fear, more better reverence or respect him. Let me farut migbina setacho migb food, that which to eat. Let me farut to those who respect him. Let me farut those who respect him. Nami Farut Migbina Setacho. He has given them. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Kidanu Nimalizlalema Yasbal. Kidan covenant, Kidanu, his covenant, Kidanu Nim, and his covenant, Lezalalem Yasbal. Forever, Lezalalem Yasbal. He remembers, he thinks. He's ever mindful of his covenant. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Ya ahzabina rista yisetacho zen, la hizbua yasrawina bertata saye. He hath shewed his people, the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Hear this verse in the Metz of Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals in the Majesty's Bible, the Revised, Authorized, Devised, Amharic Bible, here in the Mezmor Dawit, here in today's daily psalm, Mezmor Metoas Ra'an, Kuter Sidis, it says, Ya'ahizabin rist, Yisetachozen, so that he gives them, Ya'ahizabin rist, Ya'ahizab, of the peoples, which is, say, the Goyim, the various different peoples in the international community, Ahizabin, Rist, the inheritance. Ya'ahzabin rist, yisetacho zen, so that he gives them, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen, of the ahzab, of the Gentiles, of the nations. Let hizbu, for his people. Let for hizbu, hizbu, his people. Let hizbu, yesrawin abrtata asayye. Yesrawin, sarau, his work. Yesrawin, of his work. Bertata, this word has a sense of the vigorousness, right? The strength, the vigorousness of his work. Yes, Rawin Bertata Saye. KJV says he has shewed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen of the nations. So Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ye Jochu Sara Unetina Ferdno Tizazuma Hulu Yetameneno. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. Yeah, it jochu sera.
of his hands, it jochu sera, work, the work of his hands, onet, the objective reality, the veritas, the verity, truth, objectively speaking, the objective reality, verity, onet, ina, and furd, judgment, onet, ina, furd, no, jochu sera, onet, ina, furd, no, the work of his hands are verity, truth, the object of reality and judgment. Tizazum hulu yetamenneno. Tizazu, his command. Tizazum and his command. Hulu and all his command. Tizazum hulu yetamenneno. Yetamenneno are faithful. Tamene, always faithful, always sure. Tamen, we say aras tamen, right? The head, the self, to be faithful. Tizazum hulu yetamen eno. All his commandment, the entirety, the totality of his commandment is sure, is faithful, is amenable. Yetamen eno. Kuter cement, verse 8. Lezla lemimma yetzenano. Be'unetina vekinem yetesarano. They stand fast for ever and ever, forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. Lezalalemimma yetz enano. Lezalalem, forever. Lezalalemim, and forever yetz enano. Tz ena is firm. It's firm, it's sure, it's firm. Yetz enano. Be'unetina be'inem yetesarano. In truth, in verity, in the objective reality of his divine majesty. Be'unet, eunet, truth. Be'unet ina and be'kinnim and upright, be'kinnim and upright. Yetesarano, yetesara, that which is walked, that which is done, are done in truth and uprightness. Kuter zetang, verse 9. Me'dachanitinim lehizbu asedede, kidanunim lezlem azeze, simu. He sent redemption to his people. Medhanitnim lehizbu sedede. Medhanit. Saving, medicine, medhanit, salvation, medicine, medhanitnim. Here KJV has redemption from the Hebrew. In the Roman Hark we have medhanit. Medhanitinim lehizbu, for his people. Lehizbu sedede. He sent, almost like in the sense of sending out, almost like sending into exile in a sense, to fulfill that work. Kidanu nim lezalem azeze. He hath commanded his covenant, his kidan. Kidanu, his covenant. Kidanu nim and his covenant. Lezalem, for Iva and Iva azeze. Azaz, he commanded his covenant for Iva. Samu, his name, yetekedesena, yeteferano, holy, Isla, set apart, yetekedese, set apart, yetekedese, inna, and yetekedesena, yetefera. Here we have revelation of Tefari, Teferi, here in the midst of Kedus, yeteferano, and reverent. And reverent. This one said I'm a reverend, and that one said I'm a reverend, but only Ras Tefari is reverent. Sumu, his name. The name Ras Tefari, a new name, precious name. Sumu Yetekedesena Yeteferano. Holy, Isla, set apart. And reverent Yetefera. Tefera Yeteferano. And reverent is his name. Hakadosh Baruku Rukashem. Sumu. Verse 10. The fear, rephrase, the reverence of a Gezi'aviher is the beginning, the beginning, the beginning of wisdom, wise mind, and inner understanding, overstanding. Tibet, of wisdom, Mejameria, the beginning of Tibet, the beginning of wisdom, Egziavi Harin Mefratno. is the mefrat, is the respect of Egeziavir, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father. Lemia Dergwatim Hulu Dechna Mastwal Alacho. A good understanding, KJV says, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Lemia Dergwatim. Lemi Yadurguat, and those who do, and those who do, Lemi Yadurguat, Lemi Yadurguatim, and those who do, Lemi Yadurguatim, Hulu, and all, the entirety of those who do, who do it, right, who does it, who do it, Dechna, 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 Denna, we say Denna, here we say Dechna, Denna, Dechna, in the royal heart, the Dechna, Dechna, Mastawala, Lacho, Dechna, Dechna, good, right, good, Dechna, Mastawal, a good intel, a good intelligence, a good understanding, a good overstanding, a good intelligence, a saving, Dechna, like Medhanit, salvation, Dechna, goodness, wellness, of understanding, of intelligence, Alacho, they have. His praise, his miskana, miskanau, his praise, his miskana, miskanau, and his praise, his eyes, lezalalem yinoral, lezalalem forever, yinoral, endureth, forever.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in massacre and Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yahweh in the stand. So here, let us speak again, just going through the Psalms, let's see.
Mazmur Matwasser, Bekennif Matwasserant. Hallelujah. Abitu Bekennot Shengo Begubaim, Befits Umlibbiyam Saggenhallam. የእግዚአብሔር ሥራ ታላቅ ናት ደስ በሚሰኙባት ሁሉ ዘንድ የተፈለገች ናት ሥራው ምስጋናና ግርማ ነው ጽድቁም ለዘላለም ይኖራል ለታምራቱ መታሰቢያን አደረገ እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ይቅርባይ ነው ለሚፈሩት ምግብን ሰጣቸው ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም ያስባል ያሕዛብን ርስት ይሰጣቸው ዘንድ ለሕዝቡ የሥራውን ብርታት አሳየ የጆቹ ሥራ እውነትና ፍርድ ነው ትዛዙም ሁሉ የታመነ ነው ለዘላለምም የጸና ነው በእውነትና በቅንም የተሰራ ነው መድኃኒትንም ለሕዝቡ ሰደደ ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም አዘዘ ስሙ የተቀደሰና የተፈራ ነው የጥበብ መጀመሪያ እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ነው ለሚያደርጓትም ሁሉ ደህና ማስተዋል አላቸው ምስጋናውም ለዘላለም ይኖራል
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 111.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph
Aleph.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. 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 Forever.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph. Hallelujah. Ode Adonai bechol levav, besod yesharim ve'eda, gedolim ma'ase Adonai, derushim lechol heftzehem, od ve'hadar po'olo, ve'tzitkato omedet la'ad, zecher asa lenifleotav, hanun ve'rahum Adonai, teref natan lire'av, yiskor le'olam berito, koach ma'asav higid le'ammo, לתת להם נחלת גויים. מעשה ידיו אמת ומשפט, נאמנים כל פקודיו. סמוכים לעד לעולם, עשויים באמת וישר. פדות שלח לעמו, חיווה לעולם בריתו, קדוש ונורא שמו. ראשית חוכמה יראת אדוני, שכל טוב לכל עושיהם, תהילתו עומדת לעד.
Psalm 111.
מזמור קוף יוד אלף, 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 אלף.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. 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 Forever.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Right here, interesting word midrash. The root is darash, to seek. So where the scripture says seek him while he may be found. From the Hebraic, from the archaic, and based on the Hebrew, the true way to seek him by seeking out the meaning, by studying his word, his revelation. As we have the
second part of the second verse, Derushim Lekola Chefsehem, sought out of all them that have delight therein. So the Derushim are like the seekers, the ones who seek, and seeking by the study of the word. And that seeking is found in the Midrashim. The Midrash is that which is Darash. And the seekers are the Derushim, as we have here, sought out. So let's seek him right here, here, here. Learn the Hebrew, learn them how.
Select up the light of this world. Remember now, lands of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see the English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Yes. So here. Sort out the works. His works are the subject of inquiry and meditation, iditation by the mandem. Men and people whose delight is to gain a full standing, understanding, understanding, and overstanding of them. So here, for a good standing, the Midrash. Yes, I.
He sent redemption to his people. He hath commanded his covenant, forever. Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to Yahuwah, to Jehovah with my whole heart, in the council of the upright and in the congregation. Mizmor Kuf Yod Aleph. Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph. Psalm 111. Psalm CXI. Praise ye the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the council of the upright and in the congregation. He sent redemption to his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to Yahuwah, to Jehovah with my whole heart, in the council of the upright and in the congregation. Odeh Yahuwah b'kol levav, b'sod yisharim v'edah. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Pedut shalach le'amo, tzwa le'olam b'rito. Hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 111, verses 1 and 9. Hear the Midrash on Psalm 111 on Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. These verses are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu she'amar hakatub. Hear, Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 25. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of water in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Wahaya al kol har gavoha, with al kol giva nisa, pilagima yivle mai, biyom heregarab, biyan nefola migdalim. And there shall be up on every lofty mountain and upon every high hill. Wahaya al kol har gavoha, with al kol giva nisa, streams and water courses, Pelagima Yible Mayi, in the day of the great slaughter, Biyom Haregarab, when the towers fall, Biya Nefol Migdalim. And scripture also says, even in the next verse of Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26, Wehaya Ora Ha Levana Ora Ha Chama Ora Ha Chama Yihye Shivatayi Ora Shiva Ha Mayi Be Yoma Kvosha Yahua Eta Shever Amo Ua Machata Ma Kato Yirpa. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. Wahaya ora ha levana ko ora ha chama. In the day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, bindeth up the breach of his people. Biyom achivosh Yahuwah eta shaver ammo.
Ammo. Ammo.
Matai? Matai etze. When? When, as it says in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 30, 25, when? In the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall, Biyom hereg rav, bi nefol migdalim. Towers, migdalim, towers alluding to the wicked, the rasha, the rishayim, who, tall as towers, as migdalim, hinder the light from coming into the world. Of them, it is written even in Eob, in Job, Job chapter 38, verse 15, but because of the wicked, their light is withholden. Weyimana me rishayim oram, but from the wicked me rishayim, their light oram is withholden. Weyimana me rishayim oram, and it is also written in Shoftim, in Judges chapter 5, verse 31, so perish all thine enemies, O Lord. Ken obdu kol oybeka
Yahuwah, so
perish all thine enemies, O Jehovah. Ken yobdu kol oybeka Yahuwah. Then they that love him will be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. We ohbayo k'tzeita hashemesh bi gvrato. Then they that love him will be as the sun. We ohibayo k'tzeita shemesh bigvrato, when he goeth forth in his might. Bigvrato. Then also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, will heal the breach of his people of Amo, as is said, in that day Yahuwah Jehovah bindeth up the breach of his people. Biyom chavosh Yahuwah eta shaver ammo. In that day. Biyom. In the day, in that day. Biyom. In that day Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bindeth up the breach of his people. Biyom chavosh Yahuwah et shaber ammo, bindeth up the breach of ammo. How? How will he heal? By casting down the wicked, the ratchet, on the day of the great slaughter. How many of them will there be? According to Eol, Joel chapter 4, verse 14, multitudes. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Hemonim, hemonim, ve'aymek ahet charutz. Multitudes, hemonim, multitudes, hemonim, in the valley, ve'aymek, of decision, he charutz. Hemonim, Hemonim, Be'aymeka Harut. What is meant by decision? What is meant by He Harut? It means that whoever is then cast down, his doom is decided. Scripture says also in Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 33, and the slain of Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be at that day from one end of the earth, of the earthly plane, even to the other end of the earth, of the earthly plane. Wahayu chalei Yahuwa bayom ha'huwa. And the slain of Yahuwah shall be at that day. From one end of the earth, even to the other end of the earth. Hear. Yirmiyahu. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 33. We hayu chalei Yahuwah bayom hahua mikitzei haaretz. We ada kitzei haaretz. And the slain of Yahuwah Jehovah shall be at that day, from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. Yet I did not realize how many of them there would be until David came and said, even according to the words of Psalm 110, Hebraically the sixth verse that reads, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations. He that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations. Yadin bagoyim maleya guyot machata rosha al eretza rabba. Otherwise translated, full of verse here, from Mizmor Kof Yud, from Psalm 110, Psalm CX, Hebraically here, the sixth verse. Yadin bagoyim maleya guyot machata rosh al eretza rabba. He will judge among the nations. He filleth it with dead bodies. He crusheth the head over a wide land. Or here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, here in the Midrash on today's Psalm, on Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, here, quoting the words of Psalm 110, verse 6, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations. Yadin bagoyim male guyot. And here, Midrash note, in the JV, the Yehudi version, he will judge among the heathen. He filleth it with dead bodies. And here, a reference to the Midrash on Psalm 9, the 13th section, Psalm 9.13. Here, the Yehudi version, translation, he will judge among the heathen. Yadin bagoyim. He will judge amongst the goyim, among the Gentiles, the international community. Here, according to the Midrash translation, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations and nationalities. Yadin bagoyim. Maybe translated as, he will judge among the heathen, among the nations and nationalities, the goyim, the Gentiles, or he shall spread doom among the nations. Yadin bagoyim. He filleth it with dead bodies. Male guyot, male guyot, male guyot. He that is enrobed with the dead, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred, tribute to the martyr, the names of the martyred dead. Yadin bagoyim, male guyot. Hear. streams will flow from the blood of Harasha, of the Rishaim, of the ratchet, of the wicked. And birds will come to drink out of each brook of blood. For it is said, even here in Mizmor Kof Yud, in the 110th Psalm, he will drink of the brook in the way. Mian Nahal Badareka Yishite, he will drink of the brook in the way. Mian Nahal Badareka Yishite. And what is meant by, therefore will he lift up the head? What is meant by, therefore will he lift up the head? Hear me, Mizmor Kof Yod, Kof Yud, Psalm 110, the 7th verse, right here. Al Kain, Yarim, Rosh. Therefore will he lift up the Rosh, the head, the Ras. Al Kain, Yarim, Rosh. What is meant by Al Kain, Yarim, Rosh? Therefore will he lift up the head. It means, as the bird comes to drink, the brook rises waves, and as a wave is about to overwhelm him, the bird lifts up Rosho, his head. David said, I will give thee praise and thanksgiving. I will give thee Isis and thanksgiving. Yankful Isis. Therefore, he said, even here in today's psalm, here in Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, in the Aleph verse, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise ye Jah. I will give thanks to he who ye be, with my whole heart. Odeh Yahuwah b'kol levav. Odeh, I will give thanks. Odeh Yahuwah to he who ye be, b'kol levav, in all heart, in all my heart, b'kol levav. Hallelujah. Odeh Yahuwah b'kol levav, with my whole heart. And not with a divided heart, with my whole heart. Bikol lebab, by way of call, all lebab, all my heart. Not with a divided heart. In the council of the upright, and in the congregation, and in the aggregation. Bisod yisharim v'edah, in the council of the upright. Bisod yisharim, and in the congregation and in the aggregation, v'edah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, reveals His counsel to the congregation of Israel, the aggregation of Yisrael, even as Scripture says, even in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, for the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His counsel to his servants, the prophets. Ki lo ya'aseh Adonai Yahweh davar, ki ayim gala sodo ella evadayo ha-nevi'im. For the sovereign he who he be, will do nothing. Ki lo ya'aseh Adonai Yahweh davar, but he revealeth his counsel. Ki im gala sodo, to his servants, the prophets. El Evadayo ha-nebiim. Ki lo ya'aseh Adonai Yahweh davar. Ki im gala sodo. El Evadayo ha-nebiim. Thus, like this, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, are called Nevi'im, prophets. As is said, even in Isaiah chapter 44, verses 2 to 4, where it reads, fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up among the grass, as willows by the water courses. Koh Hamar Yahuwah Osecha We Yotzerka Mi Betena Ya Ezereka Al Tira Abdi Yaakov Wisharun Baharti Baua Kiyetz Akamayim Alas Ame We Nozlima Ala Yabasha Etzok Aruchi Ala Zareka Ua Birakati Alas Ez Aeka We Samchua Bevein Hatzir Ka'arvima Allah Yible Mayi. Thus saith he who be, who he be, that made thee. Kohamar, thus saith Kohamar Yahuwah, Oseka. And form thee from the womb, and form thee from the womb, who will help thee. We Yotzerka mi betena ya ezareka. Fear not, Altira, O Jacob my servant, Abdi Yaakov, and thou Yeshurun, and thou Yeshurun, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, Baharti Bau. For I will pour water upon the thirsty land. Kietzak mayim alas ame, and streams upon the dry ground. We nozlim al yabasha. I will pour my spirit upon thy sea. Etzok aruchi al zareka, and my blessing. U berkati, and my blessing upon thine offspring. U berkati, alez ez aika, and they shall spring up among the grass. Witzamchua bidein chatzir, as willows by the water courses. Ka erabim ala yible mayim. Thus, therefore, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, are called Nabiim, prophets, Nabiim. As is said, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up among the grass as willows by the water courses. Fear not. Al tira abdi Yaakov, awisharun baharti ba'u, ki etzak amayim al tzame, we nozlim al yabasha, etzok ruchi al zareka. Uwa berkati alas ez aka witzamchua bitbein chatzir ka arvayi ala yible mayi. And they will require no one to teach them. For, according to the next verse of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5, for one shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Ze yomar la Yahuwah ani, ze yikra v'shem Yaakov. One shall say, ze yomar, this shall say, ze yomar la Yahuwah ani, of he who be, who he be, I am of he who be, who he be. Ze yomar la Yahuwah ani, and another with ze, and this with ze, yikra, with ze, yikra, and another shall call himself with ze, yikra, b'shem Yaakov, by the name of Jacob, b'shem Yaakov. Ze yomar la Yahuwani, with ze, yikra, b'shem Yaakov. This is the manner of prophecy. As is said even in Yonah, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 2, and call to it with the calling that I bid thee, and call to it with the calling that I bid thee, I. And here, the fuller verse from Jonah, chapter 3, verse 2. Um, lek, ela ninwe ha'ir ha'gadola, uak ra'eleha, eta ha'kari'a, asher anoki, dover eleka. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and make to it the proclamation that I bid thee, that I bid thee I. Arise, lek, go. Lek, il Nineveh, go to Nineveh, Nineveh. Lek, il Nineveh, ha'ir ha'gadola, that great city, ha'ir ha'gadola. And make to it the proclamation that I bid thee. Ukrai leha eta hakaria asher anoki dober eleika. And this is the manner of prophecy as is said even in Jonah, in Jonah chapter 3 verse 2. And call to it with the calling that I bid thee. And call to it. Ukra eleha, call to it, call to her, call to her. Ukra eleha, et hakria, with the calling, hakria, with the kria, the calling, asheranoki, dover eleka, with the calling that I bid thee, I, asher. Anoki dover eleika. And what gave Israel the gift of prophecy? It was the counsel that I revealed to them in Torah. In Torah. Hence, here, it is said even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Psalm 111. In the council of the upright and in the congregation. In the council of the upright and in the aggregation. Besod Yishari we'eda. Besod Yishari we'eda. The works of Jehovah are great. Hear. Today's Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. Hear. The second verse, today's Psalm 111. The works of the Lord are great. Gedolim ma'isei Yehovah, the works of he who be who he be, ma'isei Yehovah are great. Gedolim ma'isei Yehovah, great is he who be who he be. As it is written even in the 48th Psalm, Hebraically, the second verse that reads, great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. Gadol Yahuwah umhulal meod. Great is Jehovah. Gadol Yahuwah, and highly to be praised. Umhulal meod. Umhulal meod. Gadoli Yahuwah umhulal meod. And thus, and like this, his walks are great. And thus, like this, his works are great. As it is also written, even in the 126th Psalm, Hebraically, the second verse that reads, the Lord hath done great things with us, with I and I. Higdil Yahuwah la'esot imanu. Jehovah hath done great things with us, with I and I. Higdil Yahuwah la'esot imanu. And what is the reward of him who does Jehovah's work? And what is the reward of him who does he who be who he be's work? He who does Jehovah's work will be clothed in glory and majesty, as is said even in today's Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Psalm 111, here Hebraically at the third verse. His work is glory and majesty. His work is glory and majesty. Hod v'hadar pa'elo. Hod v'hadar pa'elo. His work pa'elo. is glory, hod, and majesty, with hadar. Hod with hadar pa'lo. Scripture says also, even in the 90th Psalm, Hebraically at the 16th verse, thy work appears to thy servants, and thy glory upon their children. Thy work appears to thy servants, and thy glory upon their children. Yirae illa evadeka fa oleka wa hedarka al benehem. May thy work appear. Yirae, yirae. May thy work appear. Thy work appears to thy servants. Yirae illa evadeka fa oleka, and thy glory wahidarka up on all their children. Bnei-hem. Yirae illa evadeka fa oleka wahidarka al bnei-hem. He hath made his wonderful works as a token. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, here, the Dalet, the fourth verse, here, Hebraically. He hath made his wonderful works as a token. Zakir Asa Le Nifa Leotayo. He hath made a memorial for his wonderful works. Zakir Asa Le Nifa Leotayo. He has made his wonderful works as a token. All that he does for the righteous in this world is as nothing, is as nothing. Indeed, merely a token of that he will do in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, where, according to today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, at the Gamel, the third verse, where his righteousness endureth forever, and his righteousness with tzidkato, with tzidkato, and his righteousness omedet la'ad, omedet standeth, and his righteousness with tzidkato omedet, and his righteousness standeth with tzidkato omedet la'ad, forever. And where, as scripture says also, even in the 119th Psalm, the 142nd verse, thy righteousness is an everlasting, an eternal, an everlasting righteousness. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Here. Psalm 119, Hebraically, the 142nd verse. Tzidkateka tzedek le'olam. Thy righteousness. Tzidkateka, the I male righteousness. Tzidkateka tzedek. Edek, righteous le'olam, is righteous forever. Thy righteousness is an everlasting and eternal righteousness. Tzidkateka edek le'olam. 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 Le'olam.
Le'olam. Le'olam. Le'olam. Le'olam. Shalom, shalom, chavirim, shalom. Yes, I. Give thanks. Torah, Hashem.